So we're here on the Ericsson booth at Mobile World Congress with Klaus Johansson. Klaus runs RAN operations and automation. Klaus, we're going to talk about Open RAN. A ton of stuff has happened over the past year or so. I think some signs of good progress. How would you kind of read the situation?
Oh, so it's a very exciting times for the whole industry and for Open RAN in particular, right? So we're coming out of like 5 years or so with lots of, you know, focus on standardizations, specifications, and a lot of discussions among the different companies in the industry. But now we are really getting ready to deploy Open RAN at scale, right?
Yeah, and on an industry level, it seems like there are quite a few markers of progress, you know, it's a work we can see that have advanced the technology, the deployment options. From an Ericsson point of view, what does that mean for you?
So we like to look at Open RAN in terms of three different areas. First of all, you have the disaggregation of hardware and software with the cloudification. Then you have the automation and the intelligent network operations coming with that. And last but not least, of course, the open interfaces. But if we start with the open interfaces, I think that's been the main progress and discussion the last couple of years, that we get to an open front wall specification we can work with that gives you the needed, you know, performance and cost efficiency for network-wide deployment. So that's very, very important. Then when it comes to cloudification and automation, we are now at the point where we have solutions that are ready for commercial network deployments. And we start to see good traction, you know, among the leading operators globally to introduce Cloud RAN and the SMO O-RAN architecture.
So just break that down for me a bit in terms of product and technology maturity. You're saying Cloud RAN is ready and deployable, Open Front Hall's not quite there yet, or what's your judgment?
So if you look at a global level, of course it's early days. You know, it's early days for O-RAN, it's early days for Cloud RAN. But I think that on the back of what's happening now with the leading operators, that will, also benefit the global market in terms of O-RAN. Yeah, so yeah. It's great to see that we have now, you know, the commercially available Cloud RAN software. We have the SMO solutions entering the labs and soon ready for the production networks. And when it comes to Open Front Hall, if you look at the Ericsson portfolio, we have more than 1 million radios deployed globally that are capable for Open Front Hall. So we're getting there.
So setting aside Open Front Hall for a moment, when we talk about Cloud RAN or vRAN and, you know, deploying baseband on COTS hardware, what needs to happen to make that a sort of telco-grade RAN solution?
So first of all, we need to acknowledge it's quite a different deployment if you talk distributed radio sites out there in the field compared to the data center environments we're used to in cloud, right? So that is the key challenge. But I think we're working now since a couple of years back with the ecosystem, so we are getting to the sort of efficiencies and performance needed. But of course, that will continue to evolve. But great to see that momentum. And it's not only about, you know, providing the necessary diversity for our customers in terms of hardware suppliers. It's also about getting, you know, the energy efficiency needed, because it's a large number of servers that needs to sit out there in the field. And that drives, of course, the TCO and that we need to manage going forward.
So this is about getting distributed COTS hardware ready for outdoor rooftop tower kind of cabinet style deployment.
Very much like that. That's the challenge, but I think we're making big progress, and with the partners such as, you know, Intel, HPE, AMD, and so on, and Red Hat, we are hardening the solutions. So we are now at the stage, I would claim, that we have the solutions ready to scale.
Yeah, of course, the other big talking point for Open RAN is the system integration challenge. You know, you have different views on this. Some people say it's going to add a load of cost and make the whole thing unviable. Some operators say it's not as bad as you think. Where do you sit?
Yeah, that's another big discussion. I mean, you can look at it different ways. If you really want mix and match, if among any kind of combination of RAN software and costs and so on, then of course you will have a big complexity and challenge, but you don't need to make it that complex, right? I think you can start with, you know, a couple of mainstream solutions. For example, we work with Ericsson Cloud RAN software with Red Hat CAS and HPE server as one example. That means we can sort of validate and pre-integrate quite a lot already from the suppliers, still leaving room for local adaptations when you need to. But I think you will be able to benefit also for SI from the global economies of scale if you do this right to get started.
So another question is around the RAN automation tool set, processes and things. What's different in Open RAN compared to, if you can put it this way, a traditional purpose-built RAN?
So traditional, I think we've been talking about self-optimized networks in this industry since the early 4G days, right? But what's different now is that we will get, for the first time, an industrialized platform for automation, for network operations. We never had that. So for SAN, it was sort of standardized use cases. It was never really designed for multi-vendor. Now you will get, you know, open interface, multi-vendor capable, and an industrialized development environment for the automation applications, the RApps. So I think this will foster and nurture a lot of innovation out there for the network automation.
With your job title, you're the man for that, I think, the automation question. You mentioned the word a couple of times, industrializing Open RAN. What are the steps to go from first systems, first deployments to a full kind of industrialized model for Open RAN?
I don't think there's a single answer to that question, right? There are those things we're talking about. You need to sort of harden the specifications, you need to harden the products, you need to have hardware-ready radios, you need to have, you know, all these things in place. So it's not a single answer, mm-hmm. But I think key is now that what we're doing with the lead in the U.S. Major operators such as Verizon and AT&T, we are really taking those steps and making the investments to make this happen and scale for real with a broader ecosystem.
Be good to see it come out of those tier ones into the rest of the ecosystem, I guess.
Exactly.
Klaas Johansen with Ericsson, thanks very much.
Thanks, Gabriel.